meeting.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Those look great.
Definitely.
Are you sure?
You gotta cinch them.
Yeah, we told you to cinch them.
Yeah, you just paper bag them out and cinch them.
Okay, you're just gonna cinch them and then you'll see.
You'll love them.
Shop Talk is your exclusive look behind the scenes of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Okay, sir, these are dark blue, these are light blue, and these are kind of medium blue.
Get informed on the latest styles, newest merchandise, and hottest sports memorabilia items. Shop Talk gives you all the tips to get you geared up for the season. Now, here to talk shop, the staff of the Patriots Pro Shop.
Hey, Jim. Welcome to Shop Talk, Week 16. I'm your host, Mike Perriello, manager of the Patriots Pro Shop, along with Mr. James Santa Claus Scollins.
From PatriotsProShop.com.
That's right. He's the man that just shipped thousands of orders to Patriot fans across...
Tens of thousands.
Across the world.
That's true, across the world.
Is that right?
Even Canada.
That's part of our world. So it's the world and Canada.
That's how I look at it.
Wow.
That's my world.
And there's your geography lesson. And then, of course, the man that got the product to get into those boxes to get to Canada.
It's the circle of life.
The NFL retail offensive retail player of the week, Mr. Jeff Brighton, back.
Thank you, Michael.
Also known as, what would be your like Christmas equivalent?
Oh. That's a good one. I don't know.
Head elf. They make the toys.
I want to be a dentist. That guy, a Herbie.
Herbie. Jeff Herbie Breitenbach himself.
Can I be Yukon Cornelius?
Yeah, actually, Jeff should
no,
be Yukon.
You're a Kevin in the box.
Yeah, yeah. You're in the.
Fine.
Yeah,
you're a Kevin in the box. That's I like. Fine. That.
I think Jeff should be Yukon Cornelius right. Just because of the beard and
that's
the,
true.
The
by the way,
thing.
I have to comment. Your head is looking exceptionally shiny today.
It's freshly shorn.
looks like it was buffed.
It was. Freshly shorn.
And that is a compliment, by the way.
Thank you.
Who buffed your head?
Hey, now.
Well, those they were working out in the field, those tractors that have the brushes on the front that kind of fluff the...
Jeff just puts his head in between.
It came in, he goes,
a major bobblehead.
Whoa. Yeah, Jeff, as it was pulling into the tunnel, Jeff decided. By the way, did you see it was snowing inside the tunnel of the stadium? And the tunnel is just kind of the area that branches off the locker rooms. And
I didn't even know it was snowing.
Yeah, they had the field.
It's snowing.
Really heavy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say I'd play.
Big old flakes.
I did
Are you
not
serious?
Know that.
Yeah.
I've been in this damn box for so long, I couldn't
Kevin
yeah,
in
can't
the box.
See
Kevin in a box. Maybe we should give you a big crank, and maybe you can pop
what's,
out
What's
of
the
here.
Forecast? Is it going to be messy on the way home?
I have no idea. This.
Yeah, me too. I don't get out
this
much.
This is like breaking news.
I'm like a vampire. I come in when it's dark, and
when
I leave when it's
dark. When sports news breaks, we need that, because we're
when
breaking.
When weather breaks.
This is big time.
Maybe
right
someone
now.
Will call us and give us a weather update.
You think so?
I don't know.
Maybe we can get one of the... The hot meteorologist.
When news breaks, we break it. Patriots.
This just in. It's snowing.
It's snowing.
Everybody on 95 right now is listening to this.
On their internet radio?
Yeah, on their internet radio.
Have you ever seen the Family Guy weatherman? His name's like Ollie Williams or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And they cut to him like in the weather studio, and they're just like, what's the weather, Ollie? And he's like, hot! It's going to rain! It's going to rain sideways!
Thank you, Ollie.
We're off to a sidetrack.
Yeah, we're in trouble.
We got sidetracked quickly. Anyway, it's week 16. Friggin' week 16. Week 16,
Where
Jim.
Has it all gone?
I mean, this is crazy. Great win, obviously, for us retail guys. It was a great win. It was a great win for the team, obviously. It wasn't the prettiest
saw,
win.
Brian Morey wrote on Facebook, never apologize for winning. I thought that was apropos.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Of this this week.
Yep. But, yeah, win's a win. They're not, like Vince Wilfork said, they're not all going to be pretty.
That's right.
I'll take it.
So, and they weren't. But
when news breaks,
uh-oh.
We break it. Patriots.com radio.
The practice report just came out, and like half the team is missing. So this is worthy of mentioning, I'd say.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Tully Bantikane did not participate. Tom Brady, Deion Branch, Dan Connolly. Brandon Diedrich.
And Connolly's still waiting.
There goes our punt return team.
Aaron Hernandez, Myron Pryor, and Mike Wright all did not participate.
Wow.
At all.
Well, Myron Pryor and Mike Wright didn't even play in the last game.
Yeah, but if you see my list, Buffalo has like three guys, and we have this huge list of guys.
I can see that.
Speaking of that, people haven't been talking much about this game. This isn't a layup.
No.
Actually,
no.
There's some good write-ups in PFW and on the website. And I don't know. I don't have the warm
Buffalo
fuzzies.
Does not lay down.
Well, and people thought Green Bay would be a layup, too, because Aaron Rodgers wasn't playing. Right. They tend to forget that there was the number one defense there, you know.
I guess,
they're never a layup in the NFL.
No, and you get your division.
I think it's because we've beaten Buffalo, 18 straight times or some ridiculous number. I don't know what the number is.
But they
are
pesty.
They are, and they've beaten some teams this year and been in a lot of games that no one thought they'd be in. Fitzpatrick can play.
We've beaten them the last 14 times.
Okay, I'm sorry, I exaggerated.
And then I think it was like the last eight
games.
Some
of those beatdowns were so bad I counted them as two.
Of the last eight games in Buffalo, only one of those eight games has been a one possession game. So we've beaten them relatively handily.
Well, the last time we lost there was probably the Lawyer Malloy game. I was at that game.
That's the last time we lost to them, period, I'm pretty sure.
That was 2002.
Yeah.
Four? Three?
Two. Lawyer Malloy was only here for one Super Bowl, I believe, right?
Yeah, but it was before the second. He was here for 02. It was the
opening
of 03.
Yeah, so it would have been 03. You're right. Yep. So it's been 7 years.
We went on to win the Super Bowl.
So it's been 7 years.
Yeah.
That's solid. It's a nice little stretch.
Mike, do you still have Lawyer Malloy jerseys in the store?
No, we do not. Okay. Do not.
No. I've got none on order.
I was waiting. I was waiting for the anthem singer this week to come out in a Lawyer Malloy shirt when Jason was like, "I don't care who it is.
God,
just give him a jersey."
We almost pulled a few beauties out, but
so I'm just kind of like waiting to see, you know, what's in the bag when I walk back. Just kind of chuckling to myself, and I'm like, "It's going to be like a Bledsoe, like Ty Law." It was. I think it was Edelman and Merriweather. He gave him.
Yeah,
that's what it was. So at least respectable players.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Who sang the anthem?
Shakira.
You got me. They were like, it was like a men's choir.
Yeah.
That I had.
Jim would know. Jim, who was it?
There you go.
I was not there.
Choir boy Jim.
Right.
He will be caroling all this weekend.
Did you have a carol?
I got a voice for written caroling.
Yeah. For just writing.
We write it. We slide it into people's doors.
There you go.
Here
you
sing it to us.
Here's I saw something the other day of some extreme caroling, though, where people were out caroling at 3 or 4 in the morning and the police had to be called.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That was pretty funny.
Those hooligans.
Huh. All
right.
But
wouldn't it be good to take this one this week? You know, this would be a good one.
Yeah.
A lot of things happen if you win this one.
Oh, yeah. I thought you meant caroling. What are you talking about?
No, I'm over the caroling.
Well, go ahead, Jeff.
We might have some exciting products come Monday, right?
Right.
I'm not saying.
I'm not saying it, but I do know if they win,
something
could happen. Something could clinch something.
Right.
And when you clinch something, you usually
get something.
Yeah. A hat and a T-shirt with something on it usually follows.
Okay.
I saw the Chicago Bears wearing some stuff.
Really?
Yep.
Did they win something?
Yes, they won their division, I believe.
Oh, wow.
That's what they won.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, just keep that in the back of your head, listeners.
All right.
But you know what?
Buffalo.
Before jumping to Monday, let's as best as we can, Jim, try to put out the fires that we've been putting out. People, look, we've been selling product left and right for the past 2 months, and every day it's just picking up. It's a snowball effect. It's just getting busier and busier and busier.
Yeah, I think everyone was shocked by how busy.
Right. I mean,
team has so much momentum right now that people are going crazy.
Yeah, you know what's great? Props to the Patriot fans, man.
Yeah.
Talking about
absolutely
backing up your team. I mean, we're doing like some silly volume, and you know, people are coming in today. They're coming into the pro shop. I mean, we are stocking that thing as quickly as possible. Whatever Jeff and Ken can get their hands on, it's coming through our back doors and out on that floor. There's really no time is just kind of sitting around, and we're stocking it. People are pleased because they're coming here instead of going to the other stores. And I'm sure they did this when they were poking around online ordering for Christmas. You know, if they spend a day or an hour or whatever, whether it's driving around, calling, internet, they're quickly going to realize we're going to have way more Patriot gear than anybody else.
I challenge any other store to get the selection that we have.
Ooh, a challenge
to a fight.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bro.
A beat down.
Look, you see, he's just salivating.
Yeah,
he's
going.
Actually, I think he challenged him to a buy-off.
A buy-off. So, yeah. Jeff will do that. That was good, Jeff.
Oh, thank you.
That was a recording from Jeff growling last week.
Yeah, he's a mean man.
I'm excited.
But we have a lot of people coming in, and they are, it's funny. It's like we're seeing kind of all sides to this thing. We have people coming in that are like, oh, my God, I got to get something Patriots that these other stores didn't have. They come in. They may not find the size or whatever they're looking for, but there is hundreds of alternatives they can go, you know, being in the store here. So in that sense, they're happy. They're leaving happy. You know, we have people that don't understand how the hell can we be out of certain stuff.
Yeah.
A sweatshirt, you know. Mm-hmm. And
that's me.
There it
that's
is.
Always me.
But, you know, people have to understand.
We'll have a sidebar afterwards, Kevin.
Good. You know, I did some shopping this week for Christmas stuff outside of here. And I was in a major department store.
It's frustrating, isn't it, Jim?
I was in a major department store, and there was many size outs.
Exactly.
I was looking for a sweater.
Yep.
Or something for my wife. And in case she's listening, you're not getting a sweater, honey.
Right.
Yes, she is.
Right.
And, you know, I kept finding the ones I liked, and then they would not have her size.
Right.
And I'd ask the clerk, you know, salesperson on the floor, and she'd say, oh, no, we've been out of those. We're out of those. We're out of those.
Right.
You know, so it happens everywhere this time of year.
Yeah, it's like you show up and the only size they have and the thing you want is like triple XL.
Right.
You know.
And that would not, that'd be too
unless
big,
you're
too
Rex Ryan, you're out of luck.
That's right.
You he's probably looking for some socks.
That's true. Extra, extra large socks.
Some sheer socks.
Some socks, silk ones.
Some whipped cream.
Soft to the touch.
Some socks and whipped cream.
I wonder if he gets pedicures just to keep those things looking nice.
Come on.
For the camera.
I can tell you firsthand his wife does.
Always out and camera ready.
I saw a video where his wife has a pedicure.
Oh.
Very nicely manicured.
I guess.
While its zippers and buttons slow you down, with open fly jeans, it's always out and camera ready.
God. Well. Tis the season to talk about
those wacky New York Jets.
Tis the season to talk fetishes, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Every 2 weeks, like clockwork, the Jets will put something up there.
Yep.
Sick.
Now let's eat a goddamn foot.
Let's go get ourselves a goddamn foot. Someone should make that, like, and get it with his voice.
That's pretty good. Oh, Jeff, work on your sexy Rexy imitation so I can record that.
Yeah.
But they could
put that on a T-shirt.
They could do it.
Scollins.com.
I could leave that as my voicemail message. I can't come to the phone right now. Got to go eat a goddamn snack.
But he said the word football many times in press conference. They could take that word foot.
Oh, that's true.
Oh, you're right.
That's true.
Plop it right in there.
He had one. Someone had fun with him earlier today, and he was just talking about proper footwork and all that stuff. And it was just like, wow. And they sent it in an email, like a little blurb that he had said. When you listen to it now, it's just 10 times more funny.
Oh, man.
Good stuff.
How can I just...
It's just a creepy...
It is.
Creepy story.
All right. Let's talk about anything else.
You want to walk away from that conversation?
Yeah, he wants
it's gold, Mike.
This.
Gold.
Is he hiding a dark secret? I love hands. Yeah. Ears.
Oh. Step away from the microphone.
It's getting ugly. Well, anyway, to get back to the department store thing, you know, I just hope that people can understand our goal is to serve, I guess, as many Patriot fans with as much product as we can. And, you know.
No, I'm with you. There's a few things we're out of, but there's still a huge
selection. Oh, that's my point is, when they come into the store, that's what I'm saying. You know, sure, we may be out of stuff, and understand the reason why is, you know, we have people say, well, if it was that popular, why didn't you order more? Jeff and Ken make a prediction on everything in the store, what they're going to buy. And this stuff doesn't sit in an off-site warehouse waiting for us to say, yep, we want more. It's not an infinite supply. So they do their best to accurately order. And, you know, if stuff sells out faster than they expected, they have other product they chase. That's why when you come into the pro shop and you don't see sweatshirt A, there's going to be sweatshirt B, C, and D right there to help, you know, to alleviate that issue.
And did anybody think we'd be 12-2?
I didn't know. I thought 14-0.
I mean, I think the PFW writers, weren't they all like 9-7, 10-6, a lot of them, right?
Oh, yeah.
We should go back and look that up.
So
for next week's show,
when you hit a winning streak like that, and more people jump on board, yeah, you're going to have size outs. You're going to have shortages. It's going to happen. So
that's right. So you know, we're doing everything we can, and hopefully, the majority of people seem to be pleased leaving the store.
Sure,
I always get the old gift card.
Yep.
Yeah.
A lot of good stuff.
Yeah, it's been rocking.
And we just got a huge influx of a lot of other stuff yesterday and today. So that'll be hitting the stores and online.
Yeah, a bunch of it went up yesterday.
Yep.
So
you'll get more today, more tomorrow. So that'll fill some holes. That was good stuff we got. So
we're getting a lot of like Monaco soccer.
Right.
Stuff like that.
Monaco soccer.
Just random stuff.
Hey, their colors are red, white, and blue. Don't knock it, Jim.
Ooh, I was not aware. I'm so sorry.
Everyone knows
the Monaco Patriots. We got the palm hat in. That was gone. We got some of those yesterday.
Yeah.
That's a popular
item. And that's
item.
A second-year hat, and it's still just as popular as
that
it was last
year. That thing has some serious
year.
Legs.
It's got legs. That it does.
Damn, I missed my soccer. My soccer drop. I'm upset now.
Well.
You smell a soccer jockstrap.
I got this dude who calls European soccer games, and he's just gold. Just absolute. Someone from the Revs turned me on to him, and he is a walking soundbite. So I literally just played them on PFW because they had nothing to do with anything, but it was just funny.
That's nice.
Like a Jedi Knight. No, better than that. A Templar Knight. This is a flash of pure inspiration.
God.
Sounds like Ken
it's
placing
the
orders.
It's the gladiators out there, man. Not tennis players.
See, it's that good.
Jim, this is the guy you got to have record your voicemail.
Yeah,
would that would be good. Talking about tennis players and stupid Hollywood actors.
Sounds like the guy from Pink Floyd.
He's screaming.
You can't have.
He's screaming at his collar, man.
How can you have any pudding if you don't eat your meat?
That's what it sounds like.
You're right. That's exactly what it sounds like. But he just yells at his collar.
All yelling British guys sound like that.
And his collar commentator, his name's Phil. God knows, poor Phil. He's always yelling at this guy named Phil.
If it's not Scottish, it's crap.
It sounds like that, too.
That's awesome.
The UK Pats fans loved it when I started playing those things.
That's great.
Those are great. Jim, oh, they're going to sneeze.
No, it was a little bit of a yawn.
Sorry, hang in there. So, you know, I forget the hell what I was going to talk about. I got caught up in your yawn. But I did. Oh, anyway, today was Pizza Wednesday.
Holy, that's why I'm yawning. That was some heavy pizza.
You know, maybe for 2011, Kevin, we'd love to get like a, every time we say Pizza Wednesday, it's maybe like an echoey like thing, like pizza
stomach
Wednesday.
Growl.
Okay. We can see what we can do for that. We can definitely make that happen.
That's big time.
As soon as we get into the off season.
Yeah. Like you get that. That's not important.
So we got that to look forward to.
But we had Pizza Wednesday today.
2011.
We figured to treat ourselves as a
I don't know. You guys are going to have to renegotiate. It's been a big year for
that's
you guys.
True. That's a good point.
You're going to have to renegotiate your deal. I don't know if they can afford to keep you here, Patriots suck on
I
radio.
Know,
you might take your, might take your talents to South Beach.
That's right.
Jeff's already threatened to hold out.
Could see Jeff in a Speedo doing shop talk.
Hey.
South Beach.
Oh, hey.
Having LeBron on the show, you know.
Speedo talk with Jeff Brighton.
VIP parties with P. Diddy and all those guys. Could
folks, this could be the last show.
You're still hoping, but it just never happens.
I know.
Yep. God.
Yeah, Diddy has parties and girls' hair catches on fire. So
you'll be there to put it out.
Absolutely.
And your hair won't catch on fire.
I don't have to worry about that. Maybe my beard, but.
There you go. They'll call him old gray beard down there.
Yes, yes, this is Shop Talk.
Wear an eye patch.
When I was a kid, we had one hat and we liked it.
We had one microphone.
We didn't
and
have
we all
fancy
shared.
Internet sites where you could order 24/7.
What you the hell are you guys?
We had to drive to the pro shop.
Oh, that
what
voice.
The hell are you guys up to now?
I love it. One of my favorite voices.
I got a good 15-minute lecture at about. I don't know, 2 a.m. on Sunday from Eddie. I'm walking out of the stadium and he's sitting there, you know, waiting for his ride, very, you know, calm, patient. And I just, you know, was like, you know, Merry Christmas in case I don't see you. And he just starts talking to me about how he lives like right down the street and he can't get to where he needs to go without taking like eight right turns because they won't let him.
Traffic.
Yeah, on Route 1 and all this stuff, and he's got into, I've been paying taxes in this town for 50 years, and I can't make a damn right-hand turn. And I was just like, I'm sitting there, and I'm like, Eddie, it's like 2:15 in the morning, man. I got to go home.
Oh, man. He's a good guy.
Good stuff.
Good stories. Well, let me say, I'm keep getting cut off, off track here, but Pizza Wednesday, we treated ourselves as our little Christmas present. We went to one of our favorites, possibly everyone's favorite, I'm not sure, Leo's Pizzeria in Walpole. We had it, and my God, it was good.
It was good.
I'm talking, you know.
Too good. I ate too much.
Yeah, we ate too much. And then to top it off, we had
I was on fire and fuego.
You were in the zone.
I was.
Our buyer brought over every year he brings over it's called a Christmas Kringle.
That's why I ate too much pizza. I was trying to avoid over-kringling.
Was there any bacon?
There was bacon.
Oh, I love bacon.
Bacon, awesome. Buffalo chicken, sausage.
But the Kringle was the kicker because it's like a circular pastry. It's just not good for you, but man, is it
love the
good.
Kringle.
What is it? Is it like a fried dough type thing?
Yeah, it's like it's like a pastry fried dough.
It's like Danish.
Danishy.
Almondy, I think.
It's like
almond.
That was pecan.
Pecan.
So it's just like a weight, just bang.
Yeah, it's
right
a thin weight.
I love the Kringle. I ordered one. I have one sent to my house.
Really?
Raspberry I had sent to my house.
That's just so
probably going to be there today. I'm going to have
raspberry
Kringle.
Babinka?
I'm going to have Kringle again tonight.
Good. You're going to
Kringle
those.
I am going to Kringle out.
My mom always gets this. It's like a big circular Christmas wreath type like Danish thing. And all the way.
Wait a minute, that's what the Kringle is.
Oh, really? But it has like it doesn't have almonds on it though.
It has pecans. Jeff misspoke.
I misspoke.
Not this thing. This thing.
I haven't had mine
it's like
yet.
A big circular Danish. And yes. It's like one section's like raspberry, one section's like apple, one section's blueberry.
Oh, that's
goes all the way around. And then it has icing and like all sorts of stuff on the top.
That is very similar.
In the middle, but it's in the shape and it's decorated like with the icing. It's like a Christmas tree.
Oh,
it's
I think
cool.
This is a step up. That's Super Kringle.
Yeah.
We always get one for the super like Christmas size. Morning.
Right,
you know
slow down
I mean?
On the Super Kringle. All right, the Kringle does not need improvement. All right, it's a different thing. It sounds wonderful.
It has nuts. I'm not a huge nuts fan. I'm not like Fred. Fred calls himself the Nut Wizard.
Really?
Well, there's something to put out there.
Not a fan of nuts.
Not a huge nut fan.
Not like the Shamwow guy.
Don't even like the Nutcracker.
Remember the Shamwow guy when he's doing the slap chops? You're gonna love my nuts.
You're gonna love my nuts.
Mm. Wow, that's a nice.
We don't sell
soundbite.
The slap chop at PatriotsProShop.com.
No,
nor do we endorse it.
We could though. We could put Patriot logos on them. Can you look into that?
I photoshopped a Patriot logo on a Shamwow.
Yeah, it's Shamwow. Did you?
Yeah, I did.
That's nice. The Shamwow rocks.
I think it would have been a big seller. I got shot down.
Sold a lot of Patriot Snuggies.
Yes.
So apparently there is a market for Patriot as seen on TV gear.
Those are probably good Secret Santa gifts. Get someone a Snuggie.
Patriot
Snuggie. I did that last year. This year I got the kid the shake weight.
Oh.
I'll tell you want to talk about fans that will wear anything.
There's the foot. It's on TV.
Yeah, the foot.
Oh, sweet heavens. It's up close and personal.
This damn Rex Ryan foot.
And how did they, why did they have to put that? Damn you, Jim Rome.
It's gross and disgusting, yet I can't look away.
It's like the Kramer.
The Packers fans, they could care less what they look like. They, they had a hand,
They want to look like cheese.
They showed up with cheese heads. The best one was that the two guys had cheese heads on. They had a classic, I can't even do the Wisconsin accent.
Yeah,
it's like the
geez.
Like the Fargo.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and then they had Packers Snuggies on, and with the face paint, the whole. I mean, it was like, give me anything, and I'll put it on. And they didn't care. They were warm, and they were happy. By the way, they could have been the nicest away game visiting fans.
Yeah.
So different from. The New Yorks, the whoever.
Raiders.
Yeah, Buffalo, whatever, all the other teams. So it was comical.
Nothing like a good Midwest
team. Those colors
team.
Stand out.
I want a Cheese Whiz hat.
What's that?
Cheese Whiz.
That would be good.
A different cheese hat.
I'm surprised they haven't. Like, who makes Cheese Whiz?
a company called Cheese Whiz.
No.
Well, Jeff says it like he knows.
He should be in marketing.
He looks at you like you're a moron. Company called Cheese Whiz, dumbass.
Duh.
Well, duh.
Well, all right. So what do you guys think? Have the Pats, are they peaking too early?
I don't think there is such a thing.
No.
I agree, by the way.
No.
What do you, shouldn't be so good?
Well, in Patriots Football
Save it? You can't save it.
Patriots Football Weekly, Andy Hart and Paul Perillo go, they have a section called Point Counterpoint, and they debate whether, are they peaking too early? One says yes, one says no, and you know, both have a...
Well, if they both agreed, it wouldn't be called Point Counterpoint.
Did anybody see Belichick's press conference after the game?
Yeah, he was,
you would have thought we lost 31 to nothing.
He wasn't too happy.
Yeah.
You know.
That's right.
That's the way it all went down.
That's what you like to see.
It was like getting a loss without actually getting a one in the L column.
Yep.
Yeah.
I bet that onside kick to open the game just stuck in his craw the whole entire game. Like, agreed. We worked on that. We worked on that. You guys still let it happen?
Yep.
So, yeah, it's probably not a pretty week at practice this week.
No. Good. It should be.
Yep.
You don't want to get complacent. It's always good to get knocked back on your ass with a win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Apparently, Big Vince was quite fired up at the start of practice, the media portion. Eric was out of practice earlier, and you know, right before they make the media leave, they broke up individually into their groups to do what they call individual sessions, like the offensive line, the defensive line, the secondary. And when they broke the huge team huddle, Vince was just like in everybody's face screaming like, let's go to work, blah, 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 which is good to see.
Nice.
It's good to see them taking this serious.
Absolutely. Like the passion.
Yeah, that... I don't know. I'm excited. It's grace. Yeah.
And if Vince is yelling at you, you're going to listen.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
He yelled at you about a jersey once, right, Mike?
Vince.
It's funny because he's fat.
Oh. Jim.
Just want to say I didn't play that. Kevin played that.
No, that was Jeff, I'm pretty sure.
No.
Oh, hey now.
I am the fat one.
I'm occasionally fat.
What are you talking about, Willis?
You know what I was thinking? We were talking about what we could talk about on the show today, and now that we're 3 days till Christmas, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Oh, right? I got to do my shopping.
Yeah, did you forget about that?
Yeah.
You can shop at PatriotsProShop.com.
I've been shopping for all these customers and for our store, but I haven't been shopping for my own family.
For once, think of yourself.
I know. I got to take a time out here. But go ahead.
You know what we've been selling a ton of? Now, you can't get it in time for Christmas. You can't get much in time for Christmas. You can order with us now and order the next day, and you can still get it. But personalized jerseys. We never really promoted it, the fact that we have those now both in the store and and online.
Correct.
You can have your own name and number put on a jersey. It takes a couple weeks to get from us because they're done off-site now. But in the store, you can come right in and get it done right away.
Right.
Or pretty much right away.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we've talked too much about that. It's a big change for us to be able to do that this year.
You've had a lot of success with that, haven't you?
Yeah, we really have.
We all have.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
say there's a player that we don't carry their jersey in. You know, we just haven't gotten around to ordering that particular player yet.
Correct. Whoa. They're ordered. They may not have arrived yet.
Oh, you hit a sore spot.
They may not have arrived yet.
You don't order every single player.
Right, exactly. Right. Exactly.
So say there's a more obscure player on the team than we haven't deemed it suitable to order their jersey yet.
Mm-hmm.
You can get that made. You get your own name.
The Dane Fletchers of the world.
There's any Devin McCourty's yet?
They're on order.
2 to 3 weeks.
I just keep hearing these excuses every week.
2 to 3 weeks.
They are on order.
Stephen Wright once said, Kevin, you can't have everything. Where would you put it?
What? I'd put a McCourty shirt probably on me.
Do I need to dumb that down for you?
To the game.
Yeah. We'll draw a picture with crayons later.
A diagram?
Yeah.
You make me a diorama, please.
I'll make you a diorama.
So, the custom jersey thing's been
I just don't
cool.
think we've talked. I don't remember talking about it on the show. And
no,
I think,
yeah, we plugged it a few times, but the funny thing is we probably didn't.
All right, we have a playoff berth. That's already been clinched,
mm-hmm.
right? We're going to the playoffs, so maybe you want a jersey for the playoffs.
Absolutely.
A player we don't currently carry or your own name on a shirt.
I have a question. If said...
Like Kevin and a big question mark?
If said clinching of said accomplishment this weekend happens that we won't mention because I already made that mistake,
But yet you're going to go there anyway.
Well, no. Is it just the team that gets the items, or everybody?
It's possible we might have items to sell in the store and online.
I'm talking about the staff, though. The staff doesn't get anything. That's weak.
Yeah. I don't make the rules, Kevin.
I know you don't.
Yeah. He just breaks them.
I don't blame you. Yeah. He's a man of the law. I don't believe that he breaks. Breaking the law.
But yeah, so Kev, we're going to go to a quick commercial, and when we come back, we're going to have a trivia question and give away another one of our super gifts that Jeff has been so grateful to provide us. So we'll be right back.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's got to be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
You may know that Verizon Fios has more HD channels than cable, but what you may not know is that now you can sign up for Verizon Fios with no term contract required. And if you're not absolutely satisfied, you can cancel with no early termination fees. That's right. You can get Fios TV, internet, and phone at a guaranteed low price of just $89.99 a month for a year with no term contract required. And if you don't love it, you can cancel with no early termination fees. Just call 1-866-892-6057. That's 1-866-892-6057, and you'll know why now is the best time to switch to Fios. Get your game face on. Play the Gridiron Challenge at patriots.com/gridironchallenge and enter for your chance to win tickets and a chance to win the grand prize, an all-inclusive trip to the big game. Brought to you by Verizon. For official rules and terms, visit patriots.com/gridironchallenge. For new customers only. Equipment charges, taxes, and fees and other terms apply. Rate may increase after 1 year. Fios services available in select areas. Offer expires 9/18/10. Call for more details.
Okay, I'll have the Giganto Burger with cheese combo.
Oh, will that be all?
That's it. Go, Pats!
What?
If you're like this man, you have what is known as a healthy obsession with the Patriots.
Hi, just the jeans today?
Yeah, thanks.
Go, Pats!
Okay, that was weird.
I know, right?
At Bank of America, we understand, and we can help.
I'll just take this when you're ready.
Oh, here you go.
Go, Pats!
Indeed, go, Pats.
With Patriots checking from Bank of America, you can do more than just tell the world about your loyalty. You can show them by getting the Patriots logo on your checks and debit cards.
I say, here's a baguette. Go long.
I'm open!
Whoops. Ask your Bank of America associate if Patriots checking is right for you. Or go to bankofamerica.com/patriots.
Bank of America N.A. Member FDIC. Copyright 2010 Bank of America Corporation. And account setup fee may apply in some states.
So, Pat, how many Advantage miles have you racked up on American Airlines this year?
That's kind of a personal question, Brian.
It's nothing to be embarrassed about.
I'm not embarrassed.
Okay, then I'll ask you again. How many miles have you racked up?
236,000.
Miles? That's gotta be wrong, because I fly a lot more than you.
Well, flying isn't the only way you can earn Advantage miles, Brian.
Right. I knew that.
I mean, you can earn miles when you buy all kinds of stuff, you know? Stuff you use every day.
Also, like, you know, ping pong balls, Argyle socks, really tall ladders.
Like clothes, you know, movie rentals, gas for your car.
Oh, shish kebabs, Russian nesting dolls, snow globes.
I was thinking, like, newspapers, you know? When you bank, go to restaurants.
Oh, fake mustaches.
Yeah, Brian, you can earn miles when you go to a novelty store and buy a fake mustache.
Awesome.
You can earn Advantage miles for the stuff you buy every day, whatever that stuff may be. Learn more at aa.com/advantage. We know why you fly. We're American Airlines.
The A-Team.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.
Boys, we're back. Boys, we're back. Trivia question. I want to jump right into it and give the listeners a little bit of time to get the right answer. Pretty simple. We said it earlier. I think Kevin actually may have said it.
We're going to trust him. There.
Well, we'll go with, okay. Based on Kevin's facts. No, real simple. Patriots are playing the Buffalo Bills this weekend. How many times in a row have the Patriots beat the Buffalo Bills? You can call us, which would be real nice, on the Ace Ticket Hotline at 508-543-7482, or send an email to webradio@patriots.com, webradio@patriots.com. How many times have the Patriots beat the Buffalo Bills in a row? Well,
what do they win, Mike?
Well, Jim, Jeff, tell them what they will win.
They will win the second season player cap.
Pretty slick cap, by the way.
It's all black with the famous Patriots logo on the front, as Jim likes to call it.
I do.
And a shadowized version on the right
side.
Like a
shadow stitch, yeah. So you've seen all those funky black hats that the teams have been wearing, and this is the baseball cap version and second season sideline.
Yep.
It's a sideline hat.
It's a cool hat.
Whenever you have a sideline hat, it's the, you know, it is what it is. Well, Kevin's telling me, believe it or not, we already have somebody with an answer joining us.
Jeff's mom.
On the Ace Ticket
She's
Hotline.
She's in town. It
Who do we
her.
Got, really? Kev?
You ask.
Hey, you out there?
Hello?
Hello.
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 Who's this?
This is Sea Dog, Jeff Kuhn.
Sea Dog?
Evansville, Indiana.
Nice.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Whoa.
He's a former prize winner.
What, is he?
Prize winner.
Did you say Indiana?
Now, wait a second. I'm from Indiana, but I'm not a Colts fan.
All right.
So I'm a diehard Patriots fan.
How does that work out there?
Living behind enemy lines.
Well, now, I became a Patriots fan when they recruited or when they signed Jim Plunkett.
Whoa, there you
the
go.
The Colts suck.
And the Colts weren't in Indiana at the time, so.
Excellent.
That's right.
So I am an enemy to all Colts fans.
It's good.
And I love it.
So you're our mole.
We love it, too.
Yes.
He's our mole inside there. That's great. So you got to, I mean, based on what you said, you probably don't have an issue wearing Patriots stuff in the heart of Colts country?
Actually, I'm wearing a Flutie jersey right now.
Ooh.
Nice.
So BC or Patriots?
But it's actually a Charger, but it's a Flutie.
Look at that. Yeah. Hey, we'll take it. Flutie's a home.
As long as it's not a Buffalo Bill Flutie jersey.
No, it's not. Yeah. No, definitely not.
Not this week.
That would have been. How many teams has he been with?
Chicago, New England, Buffalo, San Diego.
The Patriots.
Canadian.
Argonauts.
Patriots.
Stampede. Yeah, a lot of teams.
Boston College Eagles.
Alouettes.
The USFL New Jersey Generals.
Yeah, the Generals.
Man.
A lot of teams.
The Natick High School football team.
Okay, yeah. Natick Pop.
But I digress.
Yeah.
But anyway, Sea Dog, you have the answer.
I believe so.
Go ahead.
I believe it's 14.
That is correct.
Ding, 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 ding.
14.
Ding, 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 ding.
Round of applause, Kevin.
Yeah.
Yes,
you gotta,
let's hear it.
He's from Indiana. Come on.
All right. There we go.
Thank you.
Well, that's great. So, we'll get this hat out to you. It's a pretty cool hat. Actually, that's it. What material is that?
That's a good question.
It's pretty cool. I don't know what it is. That like just a nylon type top?
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Yep. I bought two hats from you guys this season. What's this one?
Nice. Did you have it shipped?
I did.
Nice. Yeah, actually.
Deserved winner then.
Absolutely.
And I'm hoping my mother made a big order this year for my Christmas.
Ooh, we could cheat right now and get an answer for you right now.
That would be nice. She usually treats me pretty well.
Nice.
Did you use the wish list function on PatriotsProShop.com?
No, I did not. I printed out the images. Mom's not that technical.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So
she would have called in and spoken to one of our crack customer service people.
I didn't think about that. She loves shopping online and making calls and ordering stuff online. So.
No, that's great. Well, thanks for calling. Stay on the line. Kevin's going to get your information. Have a great holiday season.
Great, you too.
Merry Christmas.
Go
thanks
ahead.
For listening.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
That's cool. Good. You know what? It's a little
anytime
sweeter.
Anytime we can ship supplies in behind enemy
that's
lines
right.
is a good thing.
Yep. It's kind of like we're sneaking. That's I like that. I like that a lot.
Especially to Indy. That's good.
Yes.
That's good stuff.
See, it'll hurt. It'll feel even better if he's wearing something in January and there's
no
Colts postseason.
No football in Indianapolis.
That would be nice. So, yeah, that's I like that. That made me feel good, Jim.
That was good.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, there you go.
Should we end the show now on a high note?
No. I'm going to. You know what? I'll try to step
like
it
George
up
George Costanza one. Says, you leave the room. When you peek, you just.
That's right. Thank you. I'm out of here.
That's it. Just leave. But no, I was going to tell, I want to tell that Kevin Falk story.
Absolutely.
Which speaking
this
of.
This is a must tell.
Great story.
And I was going to say this earlier in the thing. If you get any, you know, this time of year, you always want to hear the feel good stories. It is pretty cool, when people come into the store and they are looking for that gift for their son, their daughter, whatever, a husband, wife, and they come in, they found it. Like just that, yeah, you know that
yeah,
thing.
That glow on their face.
Yeah,
they're all like, happy.
They just want this, they find it.
So I can't believe you have it.
Right,
I've looked all over.
Yeah. That's you know that's one of the upsides of retail when you kind of play like I don't know what you'd call it, play Santa or it's to some degree just kind of making them happy. But anyway, I know you guys have heard the Falk story, but it's worth repeating. So I'll try to cut some of the details out. So we were, I was in the pro shop. Obviously, and one of the employees came in and said, Kevin Falk's here at the store. He wants to know if you can talk to you for a minute. So, sure. So, went out there, and he was basically looking for, he was buying 150 items for a charitable event at the, I believe, the Children's Hospital in Boston. Great cause, so he was doing something really great for the kids, and he wanted to get 150 gifts. All sorts of things, toys, hats, the whole
thing. That's awesome.
Oh, it was that alone was cool. So, you know, there were the store was packed, and people quickly figured out Kevin Falk is standing there in the store. So it became a little tricky to walk the floor. So I took him out back into the into my office. We sat down. We went on PatriotsProShop.com, Jim, and we went through our inventory, and we checked out a bunch of items. And as we're sitting there...
Was he impressed with PatriotsProShop.com?
Kevin Falk.
Yeah, he was so impressed that he came to the store instead. Sorry. He was, though. I don't know.
I'm not going to speak again until you apologize.
I'm sorry, Jim.
Okay.
I'm back.
Kick off.
It doesn't take much to dissuade this guy.
He stands his ground. The old Tom Petty. He won't
back down. I got
the
apology. That's all I was looking for.
That's it.
That's true.
I thought you were going to take off the headphones and leave.
Slams them down on the...
Thank you. It's in the money.
Go get Ricky to do this.
Leave on a high note. So he comes in my office. So he's sitting in there. We must have been in there for 25, 30 minutes. So I'm looking up stuff. We're just shooting the, you know what, and talking. We're talking LSU football. That's where he went to college.
I heard you called another Kevin buyer Paul. For advice.
I called Ken.
Yeah, you did.
I did call Ken.
And he answered the phone?
Yeah, apparently he answers that phone call.
Mm.
Hi, you've reached the desk of Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium.
And we can't get him on the show.
Every time.
Flanders is the only useless person here.
Falk said that as well.
That's weird.
His voice.
When Ken does answer the phone, that's how he answers it. Hi, you've reached Ken Flanders at Gillette Stadium. And I think it's the recording.
I hope it's Flanders.
So you're in the office.
Yeah, so he's in there and we're talking and... I had on my desk a certificate of authenticity, which comes with a lot of the signed memorabilia that we sell. In this case, this was a certificate of authenticity, a COA is what we call them, for a field wrap. The field wrap are these very large, what would you say, 3x5?
Yeah, that's roughly what they are.
Roughly, yep. 3x5.
3 foot by 5 foot.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
They're all a little
it's
bit,
not a note
they're all
card.
A little bit different. But
3 feet by 5 feet.
Here we are talking about feet again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Feet. Here we go. Feet are back in.
Hungry for a goddamn snack.
So we cut the field wrap around the stadium, the wall of the stadium.
Let's go to eat a goddamn snack.
The perimeter of the stadium was all the 50th anniversary players. The retail department got all that field wrap. And Jeff handled that, and basically it was cut up by player, and we framed it, put a cool, you know,
brass little plaque.
Yeah, brass plaque in the corner. It came with the COA, so it's a real unique, really cool gift. All the players are on the 50th team, so people have been buying them left and right. They've been a huge success,
yep.
And they look just awesome. I mean, I just like the
fantastic
texture of them.
Yep.
So anyway, So I start telling Kevin Falk about this. I'm like, have you seen this? Because a lot, I don't, you know, we tried to get it out to the guys because some guys have bought them. So I'm telling him, I'm like, there's one left of you. There's one left of Falk. He's like, oh, yeah, I'd love to see it. He goes, do you have one? I go, do you have it? I said, no, they're made to order. They're sitting like rolled up, and then we frame it as people want them. So we're talking about it. It was like right on cue. One of my employees kind of knocks on my door, and he knew I had someone in my office, but he pokes his head, and he goes, Mike, I'm sorry. There's a guy here that just picked up his Kevin Falk field wrap because he had ordered one weeks ago or whatever that day. I don't know what it was. But anyway, he was picking it up. And they said you had the COA in your office. I said, yeah, I do. So Kevin looks at me and goes, is that the thing you were just telling me about? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, oh. He goes, were you giving him that? I was holding the COA in my hand. I goes, yeah. I go, I was going to go out there and give it to him. He goes, give me it. I'll go out and give it to him. So here's a guy who obviously loved Kevin Falk as a player. So you picture a guy standing. You just picture a guy standing out there waiting for some, you know, me loser head. Manager, me, walking out and say, here you go, Merry Christmas or whatever. So the double doors to our back, that go out.
It's very
into the,
secretive. It's like the CIA back.
It's like a bat cave.
Yeah, I'm scared every time I go through those things.
Yeah.
Well, you're not allowed. I don't know how you get in there.
It's true. I breach security. All the bells and the whistles go off.
So the doors open, and there's the guy, and out walks Kevin Falk. And I thought the guy was going to have a friggin' heart attack. And he's like, you're Kevin Falk. Oh, my God, you're Kevin Falk. He's going nuts. And Kevin was more than friendly with him and said, hey, it's nice to meet you. He goes, where's the field wrap kind of thing? It's out in my truck. He had already put it in there. Kevin's like, let's go out there. I want to see it. So he goes out there. Guy shows him the field wrap. Kevin signs it for him. Which,
how cool is that?
I mean, the guy was just like,
that's awesome.
Imagine him getting on his phone on the way home.
And then Mike's standing there. That'll be another $300
yeah.
for this experience.
It would have been.
Still got your credit card. So he came back in, and there were a lot of fans there, kind of saw what happened. So it was just a really cool thing for Kevin to do.
That is
made
awesome.
The guy's year, for God's sakes. And Kevin ended up buying the last one after seeing it. So that was pretty neat. That was a good. I just like when players. He didn't have to do that.
He did not have to.
He could have just sat in my office and said, oh, "All right, hurry up. I'll be here waiting."
Yeah.
You know, we've had plenty of those. So that was cool.
No, that's a great story. I like that one.
Yeah. So.
So come buy a field wrap. Because you never know what loser manager or player might bring it up.
That's
to you.
Right. You can either have me or Kevin Falk.
So when we give Kevin his last final field wrap, we'll all have to sign it.
Maybe we should sign it.
That's right.
Maybe we should.
He'd love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I think, yeah.
Big fan of Shop Talk, Kevin Falk.
Yeah, they all
keeps
listen.
Begging to get on the show.
Not yet.
That's a great story, though.
Yeah.
It is. That is special.
It was good. You know, I like that stuff. There's been quite a few players coming in that, you know, they shop, they're people.
You know who came in the e-commerce warehouse this week?
Don Ho.
Chris, the UPS guy.
Come on.
Yep.
Oh, that's exciting.
Several times, actually.
Oh, nice.
Actually, you had a Kevin Falk story. I had one. He was actually on the bench watching the Packers game on Sunday. And, you know, you can definitely tell he's walking with a little bit of a limp, recovering mm-hmm. from the surgery that he had. And, you know, we kind of walked off the field together, and I was just asking him how everything was going and, you know, telling him it was good to see him around. It was good for him to be around the guys. And he just looked at me and goes, man, he goes, this win brings me back. He was like, this is how we used to win games like 5-8 years ago. He's like, this is old school. And I was like, yeah, you know what? You're right. It was totally like a 2004-ish type win, 2001 even.
Yep.
Just kind of just make enough plays to get by.
Yep.
I was like, yeah, kind of a cool insight from a player who was still
one
of the few players left from that era that we had.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, he's seen a lot.
Yeah.
God, do you think about, you know, what?
96,
he's like the only player.
Was he on that team?
Yeah, he's like the only player from the 90s still on there.
I think
right?
He played with Tip in 87. No, he's, is that?
Come back to the 40s with Paul.
He was like 99, wasn't he, drafted? 98, 99?
Right, so he wasn't on the 96 team.
Yeah.
You'd think being in the studio, we'd have a media guide. Instead, we have pizza boxes, This is Well, we have the Kansas City Chiefs.
I got Sea Dog's hat sitting here.
Sea Dog. So yeah. So there you go. That's that's all I got.
A great story.
It's a good story.
Not as good as Chris the UPS guy.
No. God no. I never said that.
Chris is pretty special too.
Right.
This is his 12th season. So that's like 98. Yeah, that's a ways back.
Yeah.
He's 34 years old.
Where were you in 1998, Mike?
Right here.
Right here, working the pro shop.
I was in...
grammar school?
No. I was...
He was a little guy.
I was 13. What was I doing at age 13?
You weren't shaving, were you?
I can't really remember what I was doing at age 13.
I was in New York.
Oh, you were with the Rockettes, right?
Doing my 8-year stint on that rock.
Getting a Brazilian.
Oh...
What the hell is that?
Well, if you're in the Rockettes, you better get a Brazilian, man.
I was not with the Rockettes. I did see them. But
you tried, though.
Well, I didn't say I didn't get a Brazilian.
He tried.
We misspoke.
He tried to get with the Rockettes.
Where were you in 1998, Jeff?
There we go.
Let's get off that.
1998.
Where were you in 1998?
I was leaving Texas Instruments, embarking on a new career. That quickly failed and landed me here 2 years later.
Like magic.
It's all
like
fate.
Like clockwork, absolutely.
It's all fate.
Yeah.
So we're all failures.
Pretty much.
Yeah. You want to talk about the Rudolph thing? This
Bunch
is Misfit Islands.
Yeah.
Island of Misfits.
Kevin the
Island
box. Of Misfit.
God, we suck.
What have I done with my life?
You ruined Christmas.
Sucky, sucky, sucky.
$10.
What?
Hell? He's just randomly pushing buttons in there now.
It's close to vacation. It's like when you're a kid waiting for school to get out for Christmas vacation.
Yeah. You're right. It is.
Even though none of us get vacations, but it's still Christmas is still exciting.
Yeah, that's one thing a lot of people don't realize. It's Christmas, but it is.
It's Christmas for a day, not
it's
for
Christmas
like a week
a day.
Or
it's
10
in the middle of the football season.
Yeah,
a football organization doesn't shut down.
To be truthful, we're actually lucky that I can't speak for you guys. I'm just glad that I actually have the day, Christmas Day off.
Yeah,
I didn't know because the team leaves on Christmas Day.
Right.
Yeah.
They all fly out to Buffalo, so the whole traveling party for the team. Instead of opening gifts with your family or your kids, you're on your way to Gillette and getting on a plane.
Yeah, but they get to go to Buffalo, though.
Oh, scenic Buffalo in December. What a glorious time to visit Niagara Falls.
Buffalo wings, Niagara Falls.
The spray from the
Christmas.
Falls just freezes before it gets to you.
Yeah.
A little trip over the border to the casinos and other fine.
In Montreal.
Evening establishments.
Toronto.
Good dancing up in Montreal.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really good.
A lot of nice tickets up there. A
lot of nice tickets. Jim, there's some. Have you ever seen Canadian tickets?
No old tickets in Canada.
I've been up to Buffalo for several games and spent some time on the Canadian side.
Eat some Canadian bacon and watch some Canadian tickets.
Buy some Cubans. Cigars,
that is.
Oh,
let's not talk about contraband.
Buy actual Cubans.
Yeah, contraband.
Buy some cigars, Cuban
smuggling
cigars.
Them over the border.
Sir, who are those people in the backseat?
Cross over the Rainbow Bridge.
God.
Jim fought a Mountie.
Best wings in the world, Duff's.
Yeah?
Yeah. But it's called Duff Sheridan Patio. Best buffalo wings in the world.
Okay.
They're still competing with Anchor
Bar. I say
Bar,
F the Anchor Bar. It's Duff's.
Wow, that
Sheridan
was a
strong Patio.
Authoritative
Duff's.
Command.
All Duff's.
Duff's
all
is like the
time.
Red Wing. It's just like that. It's a divey little place on the side of the road that you would look at and go, I ain't going in there.
A hidden gem by Phantom
best
Gourmet,
wings.
So I read every day
that's
on
right.
the side of Route 1.
That's
Duff's
right.
Sheridan Patio.
Hmm.
If you're going up for the Buffalo game, go to Duff's.
Can bring a parka.
Oh yeah,
and a couple Sherpas, maybe a mountain goat.
Yeah,
you through the blizzard.
Do we know know the forecast for Sunday?
We talked to some
it's
of the Buffalo guys.
I'm going
to
say overcast and cold.
Yeah,
yeah.
they don't foresee a huge snowstorm, but the guy actually was really funny.
Lake
who came out with
snow.
Us today.
He when they're
going
to get 4 inches, they don't even report it anymore.
Yeah, exactly. That's nothing. He's like, it'll dump 3 inches like in a couple hours, and then do it again, then do it again, and before you know it, by mid-January, we have like 8 feet of snow on the ground because it doesn't melt.
That's nuts. Well, now I feel better.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
I'm not in Buffalo. Hey. They still got a football team.
Yeah.
For now.
That's true.
A very improved football team that's getting better.
Absolutely.
I think they finally found a quarterback, which was going to cure a lot of their problems.
When in doubt, go to the Ivy League.
Went to Harvard.
Yeah.
A local
boy. He's
wicked
good.
Fitzy.
Fitzy.
It's actually pretty funny.
What about that guy in Arizona? He was from Fordham. That
Skelton?
That football powerhouse.
Yeah. John Skelton.
Fordham, for those who don't know, is a little school in the Bronx.
Yeah, the Bronx. Yeah. Yep.
Atlantic 10 basketball school.
My wife went to college in the Bronx, so I know right where that is. I've been down that way a few times, and it's not where you expect an NFL quarterback to come out of college.
Must be a huge campus.
It's like a little
must be like an apartment building.
Now, there's nice sections of the Bronx.
Yeah.
I haven't found one yet.
There's fields and stuff. No.
I've been there quite a few times, and I haven't found one.
The Bronx borders Westchester.
What about the zoo? Have you been to the zoo?
Yes, I've been to the zoo. It's kind of disappointing, to tell you the truth. I wasn't so impressed.
Hmm. Monkey spit on you?
No, he gave him the finger when he saw him wearing a Red Sox hat.
It wasn't spit.
Oh. It was Fecal Friday?
Oh, no. It was even worse.
And on that
He's been squirted.
PC. All
right, I didn't say that, so you people just relax.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry Christmas.
That's what does it. That's what gets you going. I think we have a few minutes, right?
Sure. Why not?
We'll keep talking.
It's snowing. I'm not going anywhere, so don't worry about it.
Really. I'll ask you this. I don't know. Kev hasn't been around, but we've been around all these Super Bowl runs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we were blind as a staff. We were blindsided the first one. I would say even the second one because you were like, oh, my God, we just made the playoffs. Oh, my God, we just won the first game, second game. We kept going and going. Next thing you knew, we won Super Bowl. We were like, whoa.
What just happened?
Right. So you live and learn, and we're experienced veteran staffers to how to handle this operationally.
Mm-hmm.
And we've gone through it four times, some of us five, but four times since 2000.
Mm-hmm.
I think by now we usually get a sense of, not that we're no scouts or no experts, but, I was talking about that thing about peaking too early. I don't think you peak too early, but I just think it's just too early. I just feel like it's too, I don't know. We're jumping on that.
We're focused
ticket.
On Buffalo.
That's how we should be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think,
tickets.
And I think overall the area is a little too caught up in the, it's too, that stuff. So yeah, I sit here and I get worried about Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
And hell, I mean, Miami, granted, their record doesn't show it, but it's still a divisional game.
They're better on the road than they are at home.
So,
and they got cool sound effects for them.
Not in January in New England, they won't be.
True. But
they got nothing to play for.
Right.
This comes down to
Sperano's job, maybe.
This comes down to 07 where we kept winning, and you're like, oh my God, you almost wanted them to lose, just to get it out of their system, and.
It could have been.
That's the way it looked like it was going to go the other night.
Yeah, and part of me was I was okay with that.
But you gotta hope that they can, even though they didn't lose the game, they take the performance almost like a loss.
That's what
is nice.
Right, and that's what I said. Yeah. It's nice to take to get.
So you can be critical, not happy, but still, we all slept better knowing that they won.
Right.
Correct.
You know.
And that's what I said earlier. If they,
you
get
is,
knocked on your ass, but you're still
you couldn't
won.
Ask for a better outcome there because you're right. You sort of started to get that steamrolling feeling.
Yeah, we were.
I didn't like that.
We were bull rushing people.
Yeah.
Throwing up 45 points.
I don't want that.
But you got the win, which puts you a game closer to first round bye,
to your
home
goal.
Field advantage, and all those kind of things. If it all comes to that, but you got the come to earth feeling of a loss.
Yeah, and the thing that I've been telling people is, don't you rest easier after a cruddy win like that as opposed to a loss? I totally do.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I sleep better. I'm in a better mood the next day. It's easier to come to work.
We sell more hats.
There you go. Yes. It's good for your bottom
definitely
line.
Definitely helps. Definitely helps. So, yeah. But, from a staff thing, I sit here and I'm just like, all right, just chill out. Like you said, just get through the Buffalo game because, that's what's awesome about this league. I mean, you just think, it kept going left and right, all these crazy turns all year, and you're like, all right, you think it's steadying out. Here we go. Everything's kind of come to, and it's going to go playoffs. And it's going to, there's going to be some hurdles in the road for every team. So I don't know. I just think it's great.
It's very easy to get too high or too low, depending on the results of a single game, because you have a whole week before the next one.
Right.
Then that's when they smoke it.
It's not like the Red Sox where there's a, they get crushed tonight, but then the next night they can win, and you forgot about getting crushed. No,
right.
Everything lasts for a week.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So,
Enjoy the ride.
Enjoy the ride.
Good news is it's a playoff game no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
So that means parties, right? Tailgating or home parties or
right.
both or,
yep.
you know. Yep. We got stuff left to buy for that stuff.
Plenty of stuff.
I saw stuff going out today that had that look to it, you know. That wasn't necessarily Christmas gifts anymore.
Right.
It was now just fans getting back down to business.
Mm-hmm. Bonus football is on the way.
Right.
Bonus football. That means bonus sales.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean we get a bonus?
This is it.
I doubt it.
We got rewarded with this show. As
Ooh, thank you very much.
Penalty. That's what it is.
You'll get nothing and like it.
But Kev, are we yeah. good in time?
We can start wrapping
yeah,
it up.
Yeah, he's gonna cut the cord here. And I believe we are on next Wednesday. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. Right. I don't know why we wouldn't be.
I don't know. I didn't know if you guys were kicking it back. And
that'll be
Key
our last
West
show
somewhere.
Of 2010.
I'll be here.
It will be, Jim.
Just thought I'd point that out. Jeff likes a heads up on that stuff. He gets very upset if you don't.
I appreciate you telling me that.
We yeah.
surprise him with it.
What do you mean we're in 2011?
What?
huh?
Don't we have like a half day Thursday and then some people get Friday off or something?
I don't know.
Yeah, we don't play by those rules.
No, I don't
here in retail.
I don't either, but we should be here on Wednesday. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, cool. So happy holidays to everybody. We will see you next week. And
PatriotsProShop.com.
I hope we have a win. I just hope it's a happy win. How's that? Some that we can breathe
yeah,
a little easier on.
Happy win.
Happy. I don't know. What's the word? I don't want to sit
solid.
There and say. Yeah, I don't want it to be like a last week win.
Play well, no matter what.
Yeah. Play well. But yeah, we'll see you next week.
This is Shop Talk on American Airlines Patriots.com radio.